Chicago. This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's Home for Sports. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
To the end zone. It's Robinson for the touchdown. Burrow under pressure. Down he goes. Robert Quinn got it. And the Bears defense stiffens and pushes the Bengals out of field goal range.
Eddie Jackson off the edge. And look at him right there. That's exactly who they motioned him in for, to block number four off the edge.
Fourth and two. Burrow to the sideline. Incomplete. He wanted Higgins. McKendall Vildor slams the door. Burrow not going to get a chunk play here. Instead, it's the Bears to take a chunk out of Joe Burrow. Milan Nichols with the sack. Pocket collapsing again. And there's the sack for Khalil Mack. His first of the year. Bengals bring five-man pressure. Fields in trouble. Ball is out. Loose on the turf. And Fields is able to recover it. Logan Wilson had a chance for a scoop and score after the Hendrickson strip. Burrow from the pocket has time to find Higgins, who drops the football, and it's scooped up by Chicago. Deshaun Gibson's got it. And Gibson down at the Bengal 40-yard line. Fields. Good protection this time. Good ball to the sideline where Mooney is waiting. Sliding down at the nine. First and goal Bears. 27th straight dating to last year. As Santos puts this one right down the middle. Crowd trying to make it more difficult now. Burrow throws. Intercepted. It is picked off. And on the run is Roquan Smith. Down the sideline. Smith gets a block all the way. The pick six for Roquan Smith. Play action. Good blitz pick. Oh, by Hickson, and it's intercepted. Jalen Johnson with the pick. Bengals' last three possessions all have ended in turnovers. Back-to-back picks as Burrow will throw on first down. Pressure up the middle. He's hit it. It's a third straight pick. A third straight interception. This one for Angelo Watson. And it's first and goal Bears. On for the chip shot field goal. And it makes it 20-3. Justin Fields does enough today to get the win over the Cincinnati Bengals.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome home, defense. They were just outstanding yesterday. Four takeaways. That bucket is overflowing at Hallis Hall. Sean Desai, you get an A, man. An A. They were really, really locked in. I think they heard all the criticism. They fed off the energy of the crowd. And Jonathan, 1-1, baby.
Bears victory Monday. Finally, it sounds good and it feels good here today as the Bears are 1-1. How good was the Bears defense? It's funny, we were just talking about, and it's two storylines, right? Week one, we talked about how the Bears defense underachieved. In week two, 15 passes by the Bengals in the first half, none were longer than 11 yards. Sounds like the Bears defense that we know, right?
Yep.
4.2 yards per pass for Burrow in yesterday's game, and the Bears come out with a victory. It's a mixed bag. There's a lot to talk about here. Layered thoughts about the Bears, and not only from Sunday's game, but what's going to happen for week three.
So I got so much to unpack here with you. Phone lines are open for you, 312-332-3776.
Andy Dalton gets injured. Justin Fields comes in. So you could see why they said, look, pump the brakes. We're working with this kid. It's going to take some time. He's not ready. He was not great yesterday. In fact, of the three guys on the field, this is not saying who I would take. Just in the amount of time they were all on the field, Andy Dalton was the best quarterback on the field yesterday.
So Matt Nagy was right.
He was not wrong. He was not wrong.
How about right? How about giving him his credit this morning only in this regard? From his evaluation and the Bears coaching staff, they felt that Andy Dalton was the right guy to be the quarterback and to ease Justin Fields into the offense, to give him a certain package of plays, which I told you I'm not a fan of. That's for Saturdays. I believe in having one clear-cut quarterback, and if there's injury like happened yesterday, then you plug the kid in. That's what I would do. But from the evaluation from Matt Nagy, he clearly thought Justin's coming along fine, but Andy's the right guy for this time. And guess what? Nagy was right.
Right.
At least from what we saw yesterday, he was right.
Okay. I'm not an idiot.
Thank you, Matt.
Right.
So here's what I would say to you. We don't know the extent of the injury to Andy Dalton. Matt said after the game, I don't believe it's an ACL. We will get some pictures today or MRI and see where we're at. If Justin Fields, and by all accounts, I would bet you he's starting on Sunday.
We'll see.
There is no point in ever going back to either of the veteran guys. Now I'm glad that they didn't trade Nick Foles, because if Dalton's hurt, you got a competent backup behind Justin Fields. But if indeed Justin starts on Sunday, in my opinion, there is no reason then to ever go back. Ride out the rest of the season. You're not winning the Super Bowl, I don't believe, anyway. Let this kid develop.
You could say that. However, there's nothing that Dalton did to play himself out of the job. See, you could go back to Trubisky and flip the page back that time, in which Trubisky just was not, he was not aggressive enough. He was not productive enough to hold on to his job. And that's when he plugged in Nick Foles in the Atlanta game last year, right? This is what happened.
Correct.
All right, so there's nothing that Dalton has done to get himself out of the job. If you just feel that Justin Fields is the right guy for this time, that's fine. You have that choice. But it's nothing that Dalton did to get him out of the job. Maybe the Bears win that game if Dalton's healthy. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. Who knows, right? Because we'll never know, because Dalton thought he was Justin Fields. Like, I'll make sure that kid is playing on the bench. I can run. I can run. Hold on!
Yeah, exactly.
He did it once. He's like, I feel pretty good, man. It's like me in the back with a snowstorm last year, right?
Right.
I'm feeling good. One house, two house, three houses. Oh, God.
Right.
The back went out, right?
See you in a month,
right? Right, exactly. Same thing with Andy Dalton. Like, you know what? I know that guy's known for his life. I can motor too. And he tried to prove it the second time, done, right? So to me, it's nothing that Andy did. It would just be an organizational choice in this scenario.
Correct.
That you have Fields for the rest of the year.
So what I did not like yesterday, we'll get to the rest of the defensive stuff in a minute. Why is Justin Fields chained to the pocket? Well, I work with three guys at TV who all played there, one on offense, Olin, and two on defense, Alex Brown and Lance Briggs. They prepared a game plan for Andy Dalton to run. Andy Dalton is a pocket passer. He had two plays, as you mentioned, that he ran. But he is not an RPO, rollout. My legs can beat you as well as my arm.
Right.
And so Justin was running that game plan. Did Matt Nagy not come on our show from training camp? After practice, we practiced with Justin on plays for him to run.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the pocket, on the move, working on accuracy, seeing the feel, all of that. Where was that? Why is he standing in the pocket? Now, he threw a dime to Allen Robinson. That's a touchdown. He dropped it. You want to be paid like a top five kid? You better catch that. Mooney dropped one. Still, the offense put up one touchdown. Andy Dalton. That's it.
It was not good enough. The offense, whether it's Fields or Dalton, was not good enough. Again, you are this offensive guru. It's supposed to be an offensive team with Nagy on it, and it still was not good enough offensively. And so you wonder about the game plan, right? So if you're this offensive guru, don't you kind of go into the safe and pull out, well, these are the things that will make Fields and the offense go. Now, the offensive line, they still got a block. No matter who's back there, they still got a block. But isn't there a certain set of plays that you have for Fields? Okay, well, Dalton's out. Let's make sure that we've got this kid up to speed on things that he can do. Give him the opportunity to let him flourish on things he can do, not things that he can't do. Now, eventually, he's going to be a good pocket passer, just not right now. Watching him at Ohio State, he can roll out and be able to run with the football or roll out so he can be able to throw the ball down the field. But to chain him in the pocket like that, that's no good. And by the way, this is no shot at the offensive line because actually the first couple of games, I think the offensive line has been pretty solid.
It has been.
Not great, but solid enough for you to be able to run your offense.
Went back and watched the tape and then asked those guys questions. Like Jermaine Ifedi last week was really pretty damn good against the Rams with Leonard. He was locked up on Leonard Floyd a lot. Mm-hmm. Did a really good job. The offensive line yesterday, I just saw Kevin Fishbane this morning had tweeted out the snaps. Cody Whitehair was on the field, 100%. James Daniels, 100% of the snaps, 65. Ifedi, 100%. Mustafa, 100%. Peters, 100%. Your whole offensive line played the entire game yesterday.
Solid.
And did a very solid job. Now, they're going to have a real test with the Cleveland Browns at Cleveland. Real test. Myles Garrett, that team is good. Clowney, they got beasts, man. But it's progress. Progress. But for me, if Justin starts, no reason to go back.
Okay. We're gonna see. And if you're Andy Dalton, you're like, what did I do to get myself out of that job? Did I lose my job because of injury? That could be a thing, too. I mean, these will be questions that will be asked if Justin Fields remains the starter for this Bears team. And I want to make sure that we put this out here early so people can ruminate on this for a while. Mm-hmm. Cap, if you're Matt Nagy, and I don't know because we have not asked him the question and he probably won't give us an honest answer. I believe that Matt Nagy felt that Andy Dalton was the right guy for the job right now because he wanted to believe in someone that's a veteran that can hold the offense steady than someone who's learning on the job. Because you know how this works, right, with some coaches. You know this better than anybody. Some coaches will say, I'm going to stick with a veteran, the person I do know versus the person I don't. I know that I can trust this guy. He might make mistakes, but I know he's a veteran that's seen everything. He's a kid. And I think that was the thought coming into this whole Bears season where he trusts the veteran more so than the kid. And I know it's hard on the TV shows and our shows in which people are saying play the kid because he's going to be something special because we haven't seen a quarterback quite with his kind of skill set. But from Matt Nagy's standpoint, he goes, I like the veteran in that spot.
And the other thing is Matt truly – and they went to the playoffs last year. However they got there, they did play in the playoffs. Matt believes we're a playoff caliber football team. I owe it to the other 52 guys that I play. The guy I think gives us the best chance to win right now. That's him saying that.
Yeah.
For me, if Justin starts Sunday, sorry, Andy, it's his job.
It is. It all depends on what you want as a fan, too, Cap. Don't you want the Bears to go to the playoffs? Can you get to the playoffs with Justin Fields learning on the job? Or can you get that with the steady hand of Dalton? That's a question,
right?
It's
a great question.
I mean, that's because you got there with a solid veteran quarterback and Mitch Trubisky. Okay. And then Nick Foles. Okay. Now, what about this year?
All right. The phone lines are open in this Bears Victory Monday. Is this now Justin Fields' team? 312-332-3776. What'd you take away from the game yesterday? All your calls. Phone lines are hopping. Jump in. Next.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
First down and 20 after the penalty. Back to the 49 of Chicago. Biggers rush four. Dalton under pressure. Has to scramble. And runs, and Andy Dalton says, Justin Fields, I'm also able to motor a little bit up the sideline. He picks up 14.
Oh, wow.
And he may have tweaked his ankle a little bit. Look at the hop. A little hop at the end as he gets to the sideline, and Justin Fields is now in the ballgame, and Dalton limping on the Bears' sideline.
It was not an ankle, it's a knee. Matt Nagy said after the game, first blush, all he's heard, I mean, he's in the middle of coaching a game. It's not an ACL, but he will have, I believe, an MRI later this morning. So we'll get you that as soon as we know something on the condition of Andy Dalton. Matt would not engage on whether it's Justin's job. Would Andy go back in? He goes, I'm not even dealing with that. I'm not even going to talk about it. So, which was probably smart. Yes. Welcome back to Cap J. Hood on ESPN 1000. What you just heard was our opening drive brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com.
All right, you've heard our thoughts. Let's hear your thoughts at 312-332-ESPN. It's a Bears victory Monday, but there's a lot of layers to that win that happened on the lakefront.
All right, let's go to Curtis in Farmington Hills. He's first. Hey, Curtis, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning. How you guys doing today?
Well, good, Curtis. Thank you.
I would say I would give actually Fields the actual C. I said C plus at first, but I'm going to boost it up to a B because it was a perfect pass that Rob had dropped, A-Rob had dropped. I think it was, let's not be so critical of his performance because it was his first game with that much experience out there. So I think he did pretty good, not bad. You know, I think if he's going to be a starter for next week for against Cleveland, I think this was a good game for him to get his feet wet because they're going to be coming against him. So thank you so much, you guys. I love you guys. Hoodie, you are one incredible, funny guy. I'll be cracking my butt up over here. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Curtis, thank you. We will not grade on an IHSA level for Justin Fields or Andy Dalton or any other quarterback. It's a big boy market. It's a big boy town. We know that he's a rookie, and there's going to be growing pains, but we're not grading on a curve. What we're talking about is that the offense did not score enough points again.
Correct.
And I don't care who's back there. The offense has got to be better.
And you had field position off of turnovers. Four takeaways.
Absolutely.
And by the way, they're not called. I was scolded yesterday. I said, boy, four turnovers. Alex Brown looked at me and goes, son, we didn't turn anything over. Takeaways. Lovey would scream about it. Takeaways.
Whatever.
Takeaways.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever the jargon. Just get the ball.
But you got good field position.
Yeah.
And you still had to settle for field goals. So thank you, Roquan, for getting to the end zone. Back to the phones. Let's go to London, where we're the number one sports show in the afternoons in London. Hey, George, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Yeah, I'm just curious as to the whole question as to why people are saying Andy Dalton is a better quarterback. At the end of the day, you've already said that the play scheme and the play calling was to Andy Dalton. Justin Fields was in their second quarter going into second half when teams make adjustments for the second half, and the Cincinnati Bengals made adjustments against the Bears' offense. The play calling inside the red zone was generally awful yesterday. Justin Fields is a pocket passer. I mean, the throw to Marquise Goodwin, where there was pass interference, that was a great throw. The pass to Allen Robinson, that was a great throw. It was dropped. Pass to Darnell Mooney, that was a great throw, and it was dropped. That's probably 50, 60 yards to the stats that goes on Justin Fields' little ticker tape and a touchdown. When we've got Andy Dalton, who's also thrown an interception this year, which was arguably worse, as it was a read without being under pressure. Justin Fields was facing cover zero, and he was showing it was 7 versus 5 blitz. Now, they dropped one, a robber, a linebacker that robbed it. That catches any quarterback. In fact, he caught several other quarterbacks in the NFL yesterday alone, that sort of blitz. Let's use the context and say, you know, it is what it is. Justin Fields gives us a better chance to win no matter what offense we run. Even with Matt Nagy winning it, which I think you all know my thoughts on Matt Nagy's play calling.
Wow.
Generally abysmal. But,
and I get it, George.
Day, you've got to compare him like for like against Dalton, and he's a better quarterback. It's simple as it is. It's just
there's on the tape. George, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate it. There's always still things a young kid doesn't know that a veteran does. Now, again, if Justin Fields starts on Sunday, and I have every reason to believe he will, then there's no reason to go back. That's it.
Okay, well, okay, and by the way, George, we appreciate the phone call at 1:24 in the afternoon.
Number one
show in the UK, that is for sure. The question is, you have to ask yourself as a Bears fan is, how much patience will you have to watch the good and bad of Justin Fields? All the shows talk about Justin Fields, and when we watch the game, Fields had an interception by Logan Walls. And that made it a 3-point game late in the game. Blackson's interception put the Bears in position to get 6. They only get 3. Allen Robinson, 15 weeks left, by the way, Allen, 15 weeks left, dropped a 35-yard touchdown pass. And it was a great throw by Fields.
That was a dime.
It was a great throw, except Robinson didn't catch it. He had 2 false start penalties. Fields, he gets sacked and fumbles the football. There's going to be good and bad with a young quarterback. You just have to be patient. If you want him in there, understand it's going to be an ebb and flow to his rookie season. Hopefully it will stop and he'll be a better quarterback in year 2 and year 3 moving on. But just understand, like, this is not the finished product in Justin Fields just because he's in uniform.
Long way to go. Maurice is in Merrillville. He's next. Hey, Maurice, what's up, man?
Hey, good morning. I'm a fan of the show.
Thank you, Mo.
I want to say my problem with the Bears, and I love the Bears. I'm just worried about the secondary, the defense. I know yesterday was a good game, but we got to do better. I think the secondary moving down, they got to get much better for us to have some type of good run in the playoffs.
All right, Mo, we appreciate the telephone call.
Appreciate it.
You know, the defense, as Cap and I have talked about already this morning, they were swarming, opportunistic. It's good to see the Vic Fangio defense come back to play. That's the first time we've seen a defense that dominant, to the point where Joe Burrow was kicking his own ass saying, man, I got the yips now. Now I'm throwing interception after interception
three
after
straight.
Interception. He's like, he was probably like, wow, I can't believe how strong this defense is. And as far as Eddie Jackson's concerned, I'm glad he got the peanut punch. He also helped allow that last touchdown for the Bengals as well. It's a flip of the coin with him right now.
So I went back as I was looking at stuff last night and talking to the guys over at TV. So they had a number of times where Sean Desai decided to move and put Quinn and Mack on the same side of the field. Now they were getting the pocket collapse because Akeem Hicks is just unblockable. Just an absolute beast. And they had Mack occupied by 2 blockers. Running back is chipping over to try and help on Quinn. And now he gets caught up in the wash. And Quinn loops around and walks in and gets his first of 2 sacks.
Pretty awesome.
The other sack was wiped out with a stupid penalty. But Quinn was a factor yesterday. He really got pressure on the quarterback. And putting those 2 on the same side of the field was a stroke of genius by Sean Desai. They did a really good job. You mentioned Angelo Blackson. Bilal Nichols played really, really good football. Akeem Hicks was tremendous. Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack was a way bigger factor than people want to give him credit for because he was occupying 2 and 3 guys at a time, allowing other guys to make plays. The interception that Blackson picked off, go see who's in the face of Joe Burrow. That's Alec Ogletree.
Yes.
Who walked in.
That's right. I mean, so it's almost like he had him held up, man, because the ball came out and Ogletree was right there on the doorstep, right there to get Burrow. There's no question about that. You know, watching yesterday's game was like games that we've seen like 50 times with the Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about it. How many times have you seen a Bears game in which the defense does a job of the offense, aggressive getting to the quarterback, rushing the quarterback, and the offense does just enough to win? We've seen that game a million times.
A million times.
But here's the point. I want to see something better from the offense so they can do their job and the defense can do theirs. Now you got balance. That's what I want.
Now you got a hell of a football team.
Yeah.
Back to the phones. Let's go to LaGrange. Bob, he's next. Hey, Bob, what's up, man?
We had a chance to see the offense against the Los Angeles Rams, and Dalton threw an interception down inside the 5 because he's so articulate. You know, he sees stuff, but he threw an interception inside the 5. Next, Fields didn't practice with the number ones during last week. So he was going through 5 plays properly. So they thrust him into this in the game. But then he gets the key, third down, 3rd and 9 to your 10. Trubisky wouldn't have done that. But so if he wasn't throwing, and then Robinson dropped a touchdown, so how would that have made it? So all this stuff about Dalton is ticklish, he won't make mistakes. He made mistakes against the Rams inside the 5. An interception. He was so smart, he threw the interception. So I'm not buying that.
Who said he wouldn't make mistakes? Did you say that?
Well, you said the best guy should be in there. The guy gives you a better chance to win. Fields gives you the better chance to win, period.
That's not what the head coach feels.
Well, I don't know about the head. That's the guy that didn't tell you when Jenkins was hurt? That's the same head coach?
Yeah.
You can't trust what he said anyway. Now, I said before, they don't want Fields, and a lot of people don't. Because every other rookie playing, the guy with the Jets, Mac Jones, I guess they're real, real smart, I guess. I don't know.
Bob, those guys appreciate your call. Those guys have really struggled. Zach Wilson looked awful yesterday. Trevor Lawrence, now he's on a bad football team. He's not ready to play football. Mac Jones is in a better situation. First of all, he's got the greatest coach ever.
Sure.
And his team is better. So we'll see where this all goes.
Yeah. Again, keep in mind that Bob has wanted Justin Fields to be the starting quarterback for the Bears 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't even eligible for the NFL.
He was in high school.
Yeah. So you wanted him. The point is, Bob, is that you're going to get what you want. Make sure, though, that if Fields does falter, make sure you mention those things, too.
Yeah, again, be honest.
Yeah, the offense overall was not good enough.
It was not.
You can ask for Justin Fields all you want, but it's about the offensive line. It's about guys catching the football. It's about the team executing. Again, you're a Justin Fields fan. I'm a Bears fan.
Yeah, what I was very, very pleased with was that run on 3rd and 9 when he picked up 10
since the game.
He broke a tackle, which would have been, I think, a loss of 1. Now you got a punt. Oh, God, here we... Bam! He got it done. All right, phone lines are open on this Bears Victory Monday. It's your show. Is this Justin Fields' team? What'd you take away from yesterday's game about that defense? 312-332-3776. And at 45 past the hour, the first of the Vegas qualifiers. And at 4:35 this afternoon, be listening to Waddle and Sylvie as you do every day. Chance to go to Vegas with the guys. How cool is that? Be right back. Hey, there's more to Pinehurst Resort than Donald Ross's masterpiece, Pinehurst No. 2. There's Gil Hance's stunning redesign of Pinehurst No. 4. Grab a couple wedges, take a loop on the cradle, the fun short course. Unwind at Pinehurst Brewing Company for craft beers and classic North Carolina barbecue. Just down the hill from the fully renovated Manor Inn. There's never been a better time at the cradle of American golf. Just ask Yurko. He loved it there. Go to Pinehurst.com to plan your visit.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bop, 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 bop. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
All right, rolling on. Phone lines are hopping. Look what you've done, Jonathan. 312-332-3776 on the 45s. Qualified to join Waddle and Sylvie in Vegas. Sponsored by IDOTS, LifeForDeathIllinois.com. Listen to Win All Day Monday from Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000, where you'll stay at the Circa Resort. It's going to be awesome. 435 today. Be listening to Waddle and Sylvie when they pull the qualifiers.
We are happy about how the Bears defense played. The Bengals in Cincinnati are also happy about how they play. They feel like that was a win for them defensively, which means that the offense needs some improvement. I hated that Robinson missed that. I mean, it was a difficult play, but if he's an A1 receiver, man.
You make that catch.
Oh, I wish he would have made that
catch. And Mooney had one he dropped on the sidelines as well. Short-armed it.
Hopefully that gets better moving forward.
Okay, real fast as we go back to these calls, Pro Football Doc is a great follow on Twitter. He's a former team doctor in the NFL. He's an orthopedist. He has tweeted this morning. Although early word is good news from Chicago Bears head coach Matt Nagy, who says his starting quarterback Andy Dalton likely did not tear his ACL, but there is an MRI pending this morning. The mechanism of injury makes us suspicious for an ACL-type injury. Hopefully he did not tear it, but there is still a chance of at least a partial tear or a bone bruise. This occurs when the knee shifts just short of tearing the ACL. By video from two angles, it seems it's a foregone conclusion that Justin Fields will be named the starter going forward. In the best-case scenario of a bone bruise, Dalton would miss several weeks. A partial ACL would lead to time missed as well, giving Fields plenty of time to shine. Obviously, a complete ACL tear would end his season. Dalton is tough, tried to return for two plays, but it looks like it's Justin Fields' time in Chicago, according to Pro Football Doc.
All right,
there you go.
We'll keep our eyes on it.
All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Cortez in Lansing. He's next. Hey, Cortez, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. Great to talk to you this morning. How are you guys doing?
What's up, Cortez?
Awesome. First and foremost, I don't want to beat the dead horse here with the drop pass, but it was a beautiful pass, and if that pass was caught, the stadium would have erupted. Mm-hmm. And I believe that would have gave Fields an even bigger boost and added boost to his confidence. Now, let's talk about how his passes looked. They were on the money. He had the layers of passes. He had some passes we can take some off or put some on. We haven't seen that since I don't know who. Okay, so even though he made mistakes, probably by not playing with the first team reps, I would take that from him. And the biggest play of the game is when he got stripped. I have never seen a quarterback fight to get that ball back the way he did. That was huge. To me, that showed a lot in this young man, and I can't wait to keep watching him play. I'll take the growing pains as we go, mm-hmm. but hey, the coach has to also have some responsibility for that, but not playing his team, not playing him with the first team. What do you guys think?
Cortez, we appreciate the phone
call. Thanks for the
call. You know, there's only so much time for practice, and this is why when you put a game plan in, you put it in for the starters. We've seen it, Cap, at times 70-30. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, but more times than not around the National Football League, it's 95-5, right?
Correct.
A lot of it's mental reps for the backups, right? So if Fields plays against the Browns, don't worry, he'll be in there with the ones. And again, as I mentioned before, you as a Bears fan have to determine, you know, how much patience that you'll have. And I think that from my standpoint, I saw Justin Fields. For our new listeners, I'm a Georgia fan, and so I saw him at Georgia and I saw him at Ohio State. I just believe that he has the leadership ability and the physical gifts to be able to be a lead quarterback and help this football team. I believe that he is that guy. No question.
Completely agree with you. 312-332-3776. Noel's on the south side. He's next. Hey, Noel, what's up, man?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing, man?
Awesome.
What's up, Noel?
Okay. Here's my thing. Matt Nagy is a nice guy, but he needs to give a play calling to Bill Lazor. It's that simple. When Nagy calls plays, we average about 13 points a game, the offense. When Lazor calls plays, we average close to 30 points a game. It's not rocket science.
Well, you got to remember that when Bill Lazor, and we appreciate your call, Bill Lazor last year was in a better situation because who they have, Jacksonville, mm-hmm. Detroit. Like, they had some defenses where he could get things going. And
sure.
They could run the football, and Mitch played a little bit better. It was a different type of challenge.
It's funny. We were talking last week, and I asked you, Cap, directly. I said, do you think that he's a better coach of people than play caller? You said people, being able to galvanize and get people together. I mean, he's a likable coach for sure, but as far as the play calling, leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah, I would have no problem if he said, Bill, take the Denny's menu. I'm going to be the head coach. That's what I would do.
That way he's involved in all three phases.
Correct.
Right? It's not saying he's not, but you know that he's really locked in on trying to get this offense right. I just get tired of seeing offense that looks like lower-level Big Ten football. Look around the league. What a great NFL Sunday that we had, Cap, in these big games, including the one we went to sleep on after the game was done, watching the Ravens against the Kansas City Chiefs. I want to see that. Now, look, I don't want the defense to be that bad, keep in mind, but I want to see numbers like that, points on the board. Bad teams were putting points on the board. I don't want to see the Bears in the 20s anymore offensively.
How about the Vikings-Cardinals game?
Oh, my God. Now, again, it's a nightmare defensively, but at least you have an offense that can put points on the board where it's fun, you know, that you're a threat, actually, offensively.
Agreed.
I haven't seen that in years for the Bears.
All right, back to the phones we go, and let's go to, how about Gage and Carroll Stream? We'll get him in. Hey, Gage, what's up, man?
Captain Hoodie, what's up? Happy Victory Monday. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
Thank you. I just wanted to say we should give Eddie Jackson his roses for yesterday's performance. We gave him a lot of crap all week, and I think he really stepped up to the defense with the just not the big plays, but his leadership. I think his energy really went through the whole defense, and I just think if he could continue to perform like that, our defense would be top tier again. Thank you.
Appreciate the call, man.
This can't be more than Jalen Johnson. You want to get multiple guys in the secondary can make a difference.
Yeah, by the way, Zach Taylor, the coach of the Bengals, after the game was asked about the interception Burrow threw where Jalen Johnson stepped in front and read the play, closed on it, and picked it. And he said, we knew going in, that kid is a great football player. Remember what Tayshaun Gibson said? He'll be a top five corner in the National Football League.
Hopefully. His lips are God's ears.
There you go. Demetrius in Englewood. What's up, man?
Cap Hoodie, what's going on?
What up?
What's cracking?
All right, the thing I took away from the game yesterday, like, that game gave me no confidence that Matt Nagy will be able to develop Justin Fields. The game plan is all his. He don't get his quarterback in the groove. He don't get our main receiver, Allen Robinson, in the groove. I know he dropped that pass. And the thing about it is, I know the defense made a lot of plays, but you know the defense left some Cincinnati left some points on the board. I think the defensive backfield is too young. That goes back to Ryan Pace, because you remember in that game, you know, they had a double move on Jalen Johnson, which they could have scored on that. But I don't believe Matt Nagy can develop Justin Fields the right way. This is his fourth year in the league, and we still and you can't win a game in the NFL throwing for 83 yards. Man, this is fourth-year coaching, and he's still throwing for less than 100 yards a game. And the only thing bad about watching that Bears game yesterday is that I got to watch the Kansas City Chiefs game and that Baltimore game where they were just putting points on the board back-to-back.
Yeah.
And if we run into one of those teams, there's no way we'll be able to compete with them. That's my take on the game yesterday. What you guys think?
Well, appreciate the call, Demetrius. Look, it's
Vegas! One. Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas!
Ah, Vegas. Viva! Indeed it is. Waddle and Sylvie and White Claw in Vegas for a football weekend. That sounds great. All right, we're going to qualify each hour on this show. Carmen Yurko and Waddle and Sylvie at the 45s. And we're going to read the name of all the qualifiers. You'll have 10 minutes to call back with a trip for two in Las Vegas, October 8th through the 10th. You will stay at the Circa Resort and Casino. And Waddle and Sylvie will broadcast live on Sunday. You'll get a chance to go to the game. Sponsored by iDots, lifeordeathillinois.com. Listen all day to win right here on a Bears Monday on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000.
All right. We need caller 10, by the way. Caller 10.
Regular right line.
Now. Regular line. 312-332-3776. Just very quickly to put a bow on what Demetrius said.
Mm-hmm.
Demetrius is already washing his hands of Nagy can't develop. Settle down. And again, Matt has made more than his share of mistakes.
Sure.
Let's just let this kid play now. By all accounts, he's going to be the starter going forward. Let this kid play, and let's see what happens. And if he doesn't develop him, then there will be a change coming.
You'll get what you want. Well, see, I think that
you'll
Bears
either win or get a change.
Yeah, well, Bears fans will get what they want. You're going to get Justin Fields as a starter, and you will have Matt Nagy and the staff. At some point, they won't be here. When Fields probably really reaches his pinnacle, it'll probably be a new coaching staff here.
Or if he does reach his pinnacle and his pinnacle's really, really good, then the coach may be here because your team's really good.
Possibly.
You'll get everything you want.
Mm-hmm.
You'll either get change or a good football team with a franchise quarterback who I nicknamed 71 because it's been 71 freaking years since Sid Luckman retired. 312-332-3776. He is the great Jonathan Hood. I'm David Kaplan. Be right back. This hour brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. Through it all.
Cap J. Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J. Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
All right, the qualifier for a shot to go to Vegas, Monica Montague of Arlington Heights.
That's an
awesome name. Ed Montague.
Sorry? Isn't that Ed's daughter?
I don't think so.
Ed Montague.
Ed Montague. The old
behind the plate.
Old baseball umpire. So congrats to Monica. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the phones. Let's go to Dave. He's listening on the app. Hey, Dave, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I love our little Monday chats like this. In the words of Dan Jiggets, the Kool-Aid is good. It tastes like victory.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's what you'd say.
One of the things that fumble that he had right before the half where Justin Fields fumbled.
Yeah.
That was almost identical on that 3rd and 9, and you notice he had two hands on the ball, so he learns quickly. Someone got in his ear and said, two hands on the ball, young man. And that third and nine, as all Bears fans, I thought, here we go. We're going to punt and we're going to lose this game. But he didn't. That's what he brings to the table. He scrambled out. But I noticed he definitely had two hands on the ball that time, which means he makes mistakes, but he learns real quickly. That's all I got. You guys have a wonderful day. See you guys.
All right. Have a great day, man.
Yeah, I wrote that down as loaf of bread. Because that's how he carried it originally.
Yep.
It's like, you know, the college athleticism in him is like, okay, I got the ball. I got it. I have it secure. No, it's the pros, man. They'll knock it right out.
By the way, how good was Roquan?
Oh, it was tremendous.
Tremendous. Last Bears linebacker, courtesy of this in Brad Biggs' column. Can't block me from buying the paper, Biggsy. Mm-hmm. Last Bears linebacker with a pick and a sack in the same game. Your guy, Nick Kwiatkowski.
Yes. Oh, Kwiatkowski, yes. I tell you what, I remember Roquan Smith. What college did you go to?
That'd be Georgia.
Restaurant quality.
Restaurant quality.
That's how you
get exactly
that's
right.
Where, that's where you get them, Georgia. Right,
back to the phones. Go to our guy, Derek. He's next. Derek, what's up, Sparkles?
Bears win, baby. How y'all doing? Good morning. Good morning. What's going on?
What's Victory up, Monday, man.
Bear down.
What's good, J-Hood? Chilling, man. Yes, bear down. Just wanted to make a comment, man. I think Justin Fields, you know, because he didn't really get a chance to play with the practice with the ones, he was a little off, you know, and I want to see, I want to hear about A-Rod's agent tweeting that he dropped the pass instead of all this 15 and whatever how many weeks left in the season. That's yes. Number two. Number three, man, the defense played great. That's the way they should play. And I just want to let you guys know, man, me and my wife are flying down to Cleveland on Friday and we're going to the game,
oh,
baby.
Oh, you got to call us on Monday.
Come on, man. You know I'm going to call you, man. This is football season. I'm calling you guys every week. I didn't call last week because I was just real pissed off with the loss, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I love you guys, and I listen to you guys religiously, but I did not even listen to the radio last week because I was so mad about how we lost, and I was just so disappointed. But I'm back. I'm back in the groove. I'm excited. Go Bears. Love you guys. Oh, one quick thing. I want to say this.
Yes.
I think I'm agreeing with other callers. I think Nagy should give the play caller to Bill Lazor because I think he would be going for what he did last year. I just think he would do a better job play calling wise and just let Nagy worry about everything else. Once again, love you guys. Great show. Be listening. Take it easy. And I'll be there in Cleveland this weekend, baby.
You're
Let's go,
man.
Bears.
Have fun. Bears there you go. Too. That's our Thank guy, you. Derek, who's awesome.
Yeah, you talk about the defense, Cap. I mean, the way that the Bears stopped the run, too. 20 carries, 69 yards for Mixon. They shut down the run, and they shut down Burrow. Think about that. 79 yards for Burrow in the first half. 71 passing yards. The four sacks, the six tackles for a loss, the three interceptions, and a touchdown for Roquan Smith. I mean, that was the vintage Bears defense when it's on and ready to go.
That was outstanding. All right, we will get to more of your calls. Shot or no shot is coming up next. And don't forget, follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch. Watch us live and join the chat, sponsored by Pinehurst Resort. We're back in exactly 2 minutes.